Some great news coming out of Friday. If you've been hanging for the new section of the Newcastle Inner City Bypass to be built, the potential on a timeline when that may happen. But the most important thing is that it looks like we now will get a full interchange at the backside of the John Hunter Hospital. To talk with us about what has come about there is the Parliamentary Secretary for the Hunter, Scott McDonald, and he's on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Mark. I'm not sure if I would quite call it the backside of John Hunter Hospital, but they might have something to say about that up there.
Depends on your point of view. Well,
yeah,
the rear access point doesn't go much better either, let me tell you. But this is great news for everybody that's been hanging on this. Yep. What's brought about the change?
Oh, look, a long dialogue, probably particularly over the last 6 months or so. And look, you know, I've got to give credit to everybody involved. There's been a lot of discussions between RMS and health infrastructure and Department of Premier and Cabinet. As I think I put out in my press release, the Premier took an active interest in it. She was up here a little over a month or so ago, and look, we were discussing it then. So there's been a lot of voices, and I've got to give a lot of credit to the staff, and particularly Hunter New England Health up at the hospital there. They really developed a very good case for it, particularly over the last few months or so. And, of course, you know, everybody else up there, the Hunter Medical Research Institute, the private hospital. So a lot of people go on to the site up there every day. I think it's around about 5,000 people a day, plus visitors and plus all the deliveries and everything else. But it's been coming a while. It's, you know, there has been some pretty strong discussions. There's no question about it. But I think, look, at the end of the day, you know, we as a government took a view that, look, we have to be thinking not just 5 years out or 10 years out, but 20 years out or even 30 years out, and how that site up there, the precinct up there, is going to grow. And that's where we landed with the decision.
Yeah, it's a good decision for all, that's for sure. Do we have a rough timeline on when we can see some tractors and bulldozers moving into the area?
Yeah, look, obviously RMS have been doing a lot of work on that to the point anyway in terms of planning. They're about to respond to what they call a submissions report. That goes up to the Department of Planning. So all that work that, you know, I guess we don't see a lot of in terms of bulldozers and equipment and movement, but these days, you know, there is a lot of work behind a project like this. And in fact, you know, very often it takes longer than the construction process. But look, talking to RMS there on Friday, we're all up there at John Hunter Hospital, they're pretty confident that they're going to have, you'll see some early works, as they call them, in late 2018. So we've got a bit over a year more to go for all this planning, and apparently there's a little bit of site acquisition still to go. So, you know, there are a few T's to cross and a few I's to dot. But, look, we're well on our way. That's the main thing. And as I say now, the commitment from the government to fund that extra ramp, the southbound ramp, I think people have a lot of confidence.
Which is great to see. Actually, you mentioned, Scott, about planning, you know, for 20 and 30 years down the road. I guess the inner city bypass as a whole has kind of been talked about.
Stop that
for a long, long time. Do you think there would ever be an appetite for joining the two sections together as per some of your very original planning? Because we're still kind of going to have a section where we've got school zones and traffic lights between that northern and southern end.
To be honest, Mark, I don't know. I guess I've been focused on this last, well, we call it the fifth link, the 3.4 kilometres.
Sure.
What happens after that, I guess we'll have to turn our mind to, but I really, you know, I need to focus on this. We've got to get this locked down. Treasury have to be, you know, absolutely locked in on this. And, okay, the funding is spread out over a few years, but, you know, from my perspective as the government representative in the area, I really need to absolutely bed this down, lock this down, and make sure that nobody can, you know, reverse these things. Which, you
don't
know,
say that.
No, well, you know, Mark.
It happens.
Yeah, we saw in Victoria the new incoming government down there cancelled a series of road projects, some very significant road projects. So I want to get to this point where, look, I'm sorry to say, but I Labor-proof the inner-city bypass. So things can't be changed and it is funded.
Well, as one of my loves is seeing road projects up and funded, and this is great that this is happening. So thanks for your time on that and getting it up and running for us this morning. Scott, thank you.
Yeah, Mark, can I just add a little bit more there?
Sure.
If I could? Yeah, mate, one of the things that this does do, and I guess people up there at the precinct, you know, are closer to this and appreciate this more, but by giving them the two ramps on the west side there, is that it allows a complete rejig master plan and maximum flexibility for the hospital precinct up there, where staff travel, where traffic goes in and out, where parking might be located, and in future, where some of that hospital infrastructure might be located. So this really gives them the maximum flexibility and optimal use of that space up there. So this is, you know, the other thing, it is of course about the inner city bypass, but it is as much about making that John Hunter Hospital work as efficiently as possible.
Yeah, this week it certainly is. Again, Scott, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
And here he is, the Parliamentary Secretary for the Hunter, Scott McDonald. It is some great news, nonetheless, that we will get a full interchange at the rear access point of the John Hunter Hospital. 2NURFM, 28 past 11.